Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, so you know, if you like the NFL, there's good news. There are two Monday Night Football games tonight. One of them starts at 4 o'clock this afternoon, right after this show. Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills. And then following that, it's the Arizona Cardinals and the Dallas Cowboys. God, wouldn't you just love to see the Cowboys lose again? Yeah, maybe so. Man, thoughts are with Dak Prescott. He was so destroyed. You know, here's a guy who I don't know if he's been really treated fairly by the Dallas Cowboys. Very talented quarterback in a lot of ways, and it just seems like he, when it comes to contract negotiations, he has not been treated the way he needs to be treated. Anyway, two football games on tonight, and we'll carry the Cardinals and the Cowboys a little bit later, but there is some early football on tonight. Also, I want to take a moment to say hi to the Bourbon Street Bunch. Now, this is a group of people that I have met since the pandemic started. And when I take my walks, not every day, but when I do take my walks, I walk down Bourbon Street, and close to Esplanade, there's a group of people that have been holding happy hour on the stoop of their home in the French Quarter on Bourbon Street. They've been holding happy hour for a long time. In fact, they recently celebrated their 200th consecutive day of happy hour on the stoop. I'm talking Saturday, Sunday, Monday through Friday, 200th consecutive day. And I appreciate the nice piece of Daubage cake that they gave me to celebrate. So, you know, some people are making the most of it. I want to say hi to the Bourbon Street bunch. Okay, we have got a lot to talk about this hour. And if at any time you want to join us with your comment, the Mortgage Financial Talk and text line is 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. Also, there's a video that is on our Facebook page, WWL Radio. And one of the questions that I ask is, do you like Jim Carrey as Joe Biden on Saturday Night Live? Some people are starting to say, well, I don't know, maybe he's not the right choice. And to be honest with you, this past weekend when he did Joe Biden, I thought Jim Carrey's caricature of Joe Biden was a little bit over the top. I thought he was forcing it a little too much. Anyway, that's my opinion. So that's one of the things that's part of that. But you can be part of that conversation on Facebook on WWL Radio. So here's what President Trump had to say about losing to Joe Biden.
I will have lost to the worst candidate in the history of presidential politics if I lose. What do I do? I'd rather run against somebody who's extraordinarily talented. At least this way I can go and lead my life.
Joe Biden said that President Trump still fails to be straight with the American people when it comes to the pandemic.
Trump said at one of his rallies, we've turned the corner. And my grandfather would say, this guy's gone around the bend if he thinks we turned the corner.
I love the horn honking. That was instead of applause because it was a drive-in rally where people drove in their cars. When Biden said something they liked, they just honked their horns. President Trump at a rally in Muskegee, Michigan, Saturday night, told the crowd that they need to get the state's Democratic governor, that's Governor Whitmer, to open up the economy. And the crowd started chanting, lock her up.
I mean, what you're doing in Michigan has been amazing. Now, you got to get your governor to open up your state, okay? And get your schools open. Get your schools open. The schools have to be open, right? Lock them. Lock them all up.
Well, speaking of being locked up, there's also post-election things for Donald Trump to be concerned with. Joe Biden said at a campaign rally, he said that Americans need to reject the president's divisiveness.
It's time to restore America's soul. It's time to rebuild the backbone of America, the middle class, and this time bring everybody along, no matter your race, your age, your religion, your gender, ethnicity, or disability. We can do this.
Honk those horns out of approval. I want to talk to you about what I saw in the French Quarter over the weekend. The pandemic has hurt the economy, obviously. The pandemic is not President Trump's fault. It does seem as if there could have been a nationwide cohesive plan to better deal with the pandemic. And maybe we'd be further than we are now. The idea of downplaying wearing masks, the idea of making fun of people like the vice president, former vice president Joe Biden, for wearing a mask, is just so juvenile to me. Chris Christie, a Trump supporter, who was part of preparing President Trump for the debate, the first debate, Chris Christie said he was deceived by Trump and the White House. He got COVID-19. And he said he was lied to and deceived because he thought he was safe not wearing a mask. I think for 7 days he was in the ICU unit. Chris Christie is now talking. And he's blaming the Trump White House for that. And he's lamenting that he did not wear a mask. This whole notion that somehow not wearing a mask is what makes you tough. I don't see how that fits any definition of being tough. I think that fits a definition of being less intelligent. I saw a lot of people not wearing masks in the French Quarter. Saturday morning, the city of New Orleans moved to phase 3.2. And the crowds I saw basically interpreted that as a message, the pandemic is over, party at will. Now, it was encouraging for me to see the French Quarter coming back to life. And I posted some videos on Facebook about this. It was nice to see the French Quarter coming back to life with people on Bourbon Street dancing and drinking and more people in restaurants and bars. One restaurant on Bourbon Street hasn't been opened in a while. I saw that it was opened. Under phase 3.2, bars were allowed to open up to 25% capacity or a total of 50 people inside and up to 50 people in outdoor seating. Some live entertainment is allowed with a special permit. No singing, no karaoke, no windblown instruments are going to be permitted. So I guess that would narrow it down to a guy with a guitar or Amanda Shaw with her fiddle. But, you know, it was scary for me to witness the brazen behavior of so many who were not wearing masks or showing any respect for social distancing. And I posted these videos so you can see for yourself on WWL and also Scoot on the Facebook pages. Look, I understand pandemic fatigue has plagued all of us. And any green light to go and let loose is impossible to pass up. But as you know, green lights often turn into red lights. And if there's a new surge in COVID-19 cases, there'll be red lights. There's surges all over the country right now. And we were warned about this going into fall. The good news here is here in Louisiana, we've not seen a surge in cases following Labor Day. And a lot of people got together for Labor Day. So that was a really positive thing. Many states around the country are reporting really disturbing spikes in the numbers of cases and hospitalizations. And these are warnings that have come from healthcare experts. At the same time harsh warnings are coming from these experts, the non-expert President Trump continues to spread this dangerous misinformation about rounding the corner and the virus is going to go away. And he makes fun of anybody who believes the scientists. I tend to believe people that are knowledgeable. I don't remember Trump going to med school. President Trump's desire to be reelected contradicts top experts. Dr. Michael Osterholm, the director of the Center of Infectious Disease and Research Policy at the University of Minnesota. Here's a guy who was on Meet the Press over the weekend, and he had a lot to say. One of the things that he had to say was that we're about to enter the darkest era of the pandemic. Here's part of what Dr. Osterholm had to say.
Once you get to 50 to 70%, that's kind of like what you hear when you're on the airplane and they announce we're about to descend into LaGuardia. You still have 30 minutes of flight time. 50 to 70% just slows down transmission. It doesn't stop it. So this virus is going to keep looking for wood to burn for as long as it can. And, you know, technically it would get closer to 100% over time.
There are people who are talking about herd immunity. Here's how Dr. Osterholm interpreted that.
It is 50 to 70% at minimum. And remember, when we talk about getting to 50 to 70% protection, we're talking you can get there with disease, but if that happens, there'll be lots of deaths, a lot of serious illnesses, or we can try to get there with vaccination and postponing the number of people who get sick until we have the vaccines available.
So there's been a lack of a consistent, cohesive message from the president. And that seems to prove that re-election at any cost is more important than being honest with the American people, the voters, with you and me. There are a lot of Trump supporters who are doing the smart thing. A lot of Trump supporters are wearing masks. A lot of Trump supporters are social distancing and washing their hands, and they're doing what they think is best. And they do not agree with this side of President Trump. There are people who are going to vote for President Trump, but don't agree with everything he says. And then there's the other group. New Orleans Mayor Cantrell was right, I think, to move the city into phase 3.2, based on the positive progress reflected in the COVID-19 numbers. But the citizens of New Orleans, or the people who come here to this city, have a personal responsibility to follow the basic protocol that's been set forth by medical experts, not by President Trump. And I guarantee you, a lot of people that I saw in the French Quarter, I doubt that they were Trump supporters. Some might have been, but I doubt that a lot of people that I saw were Trump supporters. So this is not, it's not just Trump supporters going without masks. People who are voting for Biden, liberals, Democrats, they're going without masks too. And as exciting as it was to see the French Quarter coming back to life, it was equally frightening for me to see this wholesale lack of respect for the rules that are designed to keep us all safe. Opening up does not seem to be the problem. The problem is that people who respond to their pandemic fatigue are not using common sense. And again, I don't know why wearing a mask and social distancing is somehow equated with being cool or somehow equated with being smart or being tough. Were you out over the weekend? Were you in the French Quarter? Do you totally disagree with me? Do you think wearing a mask is a waste? If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. It's 5. Ian, do you have contact with me? Okay, we're back? Okay, We have, you know, I don't know whether you know this or not, but the Russians interrupt the show sometimes. We have information that the Russians are sometimes interrupting the show between my home studio and the studio downtown. All right. Were you out in the French Quarter this weekend? Were you out in Jefferson Parish, St. Tammany, or wherever you live? Were you out this weekend? Did you see more partying? Are you seeing more partying and fewer masks? And do you think it's time to maybe just say, oh, forget it. Let's not worry about it. Let's just party. Let's just have a good time, and we'll just see what the hell happens. Some people are going to die, but some people are going to die anyway. Or is it still important to wear a mask? And if you're still wearing a mask, why? And I would love to talk to you. If you're a Trump supporter, if you plan on voting for President Trump, are you also willing to admit that you wear a mask? If you want to join us, the Mortgage Financial Talk and text line, it's 504-260-1870. My email address is scoot@wwl.com. We'll be back. Hey, did you get a chance to see the cold opening to Saturday Night Live? It was funny. Google it if you didn't see it. Jim Carrey was Joe Biden, and Alec Baldwin was President Trump, and Kate McKinnon was Savannah Guthrie from NBC, and somebody, I forget the actor who played George Stephanopoulos. I thought it was very, very funny. And guess what? Guess what? Saturday Night Live made fun of Joe Biden. And if Joe Biden becomes president, Saturday Night Live will make fun of Joe Biden. I'm not sure. I think Jim Carrey needs to change his technique just a little bit. Look, every line is lit right now. So I'm going to ask all of you to get to your point as quickly as possible so I can get to as many of your calls as possible before the end of the show. Let's go to Metairie. And John, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot.
Hey, John.
Hey, Scoot. I'm a Trump supporter, but I can assure you I'm not a Russian plant, okay? I've got a lot of medical
issues. Okay, thanks for clarifying that.
I just wanted to state that, you know,
I appreciate that.
Okay. I've got a lot of medical issues, and I wear a mask everywhere I go, okay? Because I know that if I get the virus, I'm a goner. I will not be one of the lucky ones. But I distinctly remember a doctor on TV a couple of months ago saying that the number one cause of getting the coronavirus is from someone touching an infected surface and then touching their face afterwards. Okay. Whether or not the mask does much good, I don't know, but I wear one no matter what.
Well, that's old news. Yeah, that's old news because it's really more about, in the very beginning, John, I thought this is acting like it's airborne, and nobody wanted to say that, but now they've come to the realization that it's really more like an airborne disease.
Well, I've never heard Trump say, don't wear a mask. Have you?
No, but when you make fun of people who wear masks, I kind of use this thought process that God blessed me with, and it means that's not a good idea to wear a mask.
He made fun of Biden because Biden can be 200 feet from anybody, and he's wearing a mask all the time. Okay, that's what.
Well, why don't you talk to Chris Christie? Chris Christie is very upset with the president because Chris Christie got it.
Well.
So, I mean, don't call me, call him.
Well, I can answer a question that you asked in the last hour also.
But, okay.
Chris Christie, if he doesn't wear a mask, that's on him, you know. He can't blame that on Trump. But you asked a question in the last hour, why haven't the Bidens been charged, indicted on this laptop, this computer that they have?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why they haven't is because the FBI has had this computer for 5 months now, and they haven't turned it over to the Justice Department. Barr can't prosecute anybody until he's got the evidence in his hands. And what this whole situation has done, it's highlighted two things. One, the Bidens are corrupt. The whole family's corrupt. two, that just the FBI is corrupt because they've been sitting on this throughout the impeachment. They had this computer which could have proven Trump's innocence, and they didn't. It's been sitting on a shelf somewhere. So this guy, Christopher Wray, he's, you know, a member of the swamp. Trump needs to get
Well, it's interesting that I'm going to have to move on, John. It's interesting that President Trump finds people who become part of the swamp. Why does he pick people to inhabit the swamp? And also, when I was talking about why haven't they been charged, I'm talking about really before the laptop turned up. Why weren't they charged? Because people are still talking about that. Why weren't they charged? And I'm telling you, and I know nobody wants to admit this if you're a Trump supporter, President Trump and the Republicans have let you down. If there really is something there, they've let you down. Let's go to Metairie. Jeff, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, how are you?
I'm good.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, first of all, let me tell you, I'm a Trump, not a Trump supporter, but I'm more of a conservative, but I do wear my mask, and I wear my mask so folks like your previous caller won't get sick in the event that I'm caring.
Oh, good. And I hope John, who was just on the phone with, I hope John is okay. I'm glad he's being careful. And if he does get it, I would hope and pray that he gets better. So go ahead, Jeff.
Well, the science is that the masks only work if all of us wear them. I don't wear a mask to protect me. I want to prevent my spread to the next guy. If we all wear a mask, I think it makes more sense. I am calling because I want to recommend an opinion piece in the New York Times to you. This was from October 9th of 2019. It dealt with the situation with Hunter Biden. And your question is compelling. Why aren't the Republicans investigating it? And this article talks about, or this opinion piece, not an article, but published in the Times, talks about why that might be the case. Because there is a one-way ethical problem with as it relates to the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, such that if an American firm hires a son or daughter of a foreign dignitary, that's strictly illegal. But there's no reciprocal thing to prevent that from happening. And he talks about how it's affecting both sides of the political aisle, the Bidens as well as the McConnells. Interesting read. It's from October.
Okay.
The 9th,
I wrote it down.
Yeah, and read that, and might be a good subject for a segment.
Okay.
And I appreciate your show. I've been a big fan for a long time. Take care.
Jeff, I appreciate it. You take care of yourself as well. I love John from Metairie, who said the Bidens are corrupt. You know, I think every family should model their business. If families are involved in business, I think every family should model their business after the Trumps. I think if you want to do business, you model your business after the Trumps. I'm sure there's a hell of a lot of corruption in the Biden family. I don't think you can be in politics for 47 years without being corrupt. I knew Hillary Clinton was corrupt. Bill, too. But a lot of things people said about him were not true. But they were things put out there in conservative social media to make Trump look good during the campaign of 16. From New Orleans, Sean, you're on WWL.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, good afternoon. First up, I'm a registered independent, but it'll be Trump 2020 for me, and also a COVID survivor.
Tell me about your experience.
I think I was on the mild side, not asymptomatic, just mild. It wasn't life-threatening, and I was able to get through it. But what I want to say is I think it's all about personal responsibility. Like your previous caller said, if you maybe have comorbidities or you're in bad shape or just your immune system's not what it should be, perhaps you should take the extra precaution. But we all have to remember it's also about choice. You don't have to go out just because it's 3.2 or whatever it may be. I think
that's
we should have personal responsibility rule, and the government need to back out of it somewhat. I mean,
Sean, go ahead. No, go ahead. Finish up.
I was going to also say, look at the state of Louisiana, 4.6 million people, 550 or so are sticking up with COVID to be in the hospital. Look, so it's, I should be more about personal responsibility than government control. That's all I wanted to say.
Sean, I appreciate the call. I mean, I think we're doing pretty good here in Louisiana. We're doing pretty good. But if the numbers spike, the government's not going to have a choice but to shut things down. I mean, I wish everybody would just, you know, I love this song. This is such a great song about social distancing. Stand back. Just, you know, just stand back a little bit. It's okay. You know, I don't think people should get in anybody's face anyway. And wear a mask. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back. This is WWL. So in addition to the city moving to 3.2 and a lot of people out in the streets on Bourbon Street and the French Quarter, a lot not wearing masks, a lot not social distancing, I noticed that it appears as if the Swingers Club in downtown New Orleans has opened up. I figured they would be like around phase 15, you know, not phase 3.2. I mean, I don't know how much social distancing is going on in the Swingers Club there. I'm sure there are groups that in those situations, they might not know each other that well, if you know what I mean. I didn't go there. I live in the neighborhood, so I can see when certain things happen. But I'm surprised. I thought it would be a long time before they would open up. You think there's any six feet of social distancing there? I doubt it, seriously. From Abita Springs, Angela, you're on WWL.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. I wanted to call and just comment on with your discussion a little bit ago about the no mask wearing, excuse me, in the French Quarter.
Okay.
I don't ever go over there, unfortunately. But anyway, I was at a little store here where I live, and there was a group of guys sitting outside of the store. They hang out. They're not troublemakers, you know, but they're just. They just hang out. There's about eight of them sometimes. But anyway, so
okay.
They talk, you know, speak hello, you know. They're very nice. But this one day in particular, about two or three weeks ago, I was coming out of the store, and you know, they're making it very known that they're sitting there. None of them had a mask on. Of course, I did. And they're like, well, what do you do with the mask on? Well, what do you mean? You know. And they said, this is a wild, wild west. You don't have to wear a mask at this store. I'd be damned. I don't want to die. I mean, seriously, it's crazy.
So they were challenging you as to why you were wearing a mask.
Well, yes. Well, you know, being, you know, it's the wild, wild west. Don't wear a mask there. I think it's crazy. I'm not retarded, but I'll say this. I didn't think about it until about a month ago. The number of people that actually have, you know, the coronavirus, that number has to be all the way down to zero. And you know, then have a vaccine that works, you know what I mean? And that's going to be forever. This is going to be for a long time.
I don't know if it's ever going to get to zero. Well, but the vaccine, which is probably coming next year, the vaccine, by the end of this year. But the vaccine is going to help. It's going to help a lot of people because it's going to help some people from getting it in the first place, the way we treat people, it's going to work out to be a lot better than it is now. And you know, we're going to get through this. We are. It doesn't seem like it sometimes, but we are going to get through this, and it's not going to always be like this.
I agree with that. I do. I really do. I just think the people that don't, you know, and my comment on that is it's just selfish. It's not right. I mean, I think it's selfish, you know, just put the damn mask on.
I think it is too. And I don't, I don't understand why. Angela, I'm glad you called. I don't understand why not wearing a mask is a definition of being tough or living life. I mean, I'm living life as best I can, but I'm wearing a mask. And even if I didn't wear a mask, there's certain things I wouldn't do anyway. From Slidell, Jeffrey, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good.
I got a question that's probably going to stir up a little bit of controversy, but as far as the mask wearing goes, why have bars been opened up and allowed to have people there, yet they can't sing and they can't play any wind-bearing instruments, meaning a flute, trombone, anything like that, yet we're still allowed to send our children to school with hundreds of kids at school, hundreds of couple teachers there. I mean, you know, stuff like that. We're allowed to send our kids to school, but you can't go to a bar and sit down and enjoy some live entertainment. I don't understand that.
Well, I can't really answer for those who make the decisions because I don't always agree with those decisions. I think you should be able to go to a bar, but like in the school, there should be protocol. And I think there's some fear that when people get alcohol in them, they're not going to pay attention to the rules anymore, but that's their fault. I'm in favor of opening things up. But I'm also in favor of people being responsible with their behavior, and I saw a lot of reckless behavior in the quarter this weekend.
Exactly. I mean, that goes. I have a niece that's in school. I got a nephew that's in school. I mean, I don't understand the situation at hand at all. I mean, we're allowed to send our children to school with hundreds of people there at a time, yet we're not allowed to go to a bar with 30 people there and enjoy ourselves.
Jeffrey, there is no doubt that hypocrisy runs deep, and I appreciate the call. Let me give you this bit of breaking news. NOLA.com reporting that St. John the Baptist parish judge, Jeff Perilou, you heard about this story? Jeff Perilou has been sentenced to 14 years in prison for inappropriate touching of his daughter's teenage friends. I mean, how embarrassing is that? I mean, Judge, you didn't think about your daughter. You didn't care enough about your daughter to think, gee, I'm not going to touch her friends because I might get in trouble and that might embarrass my daughter. You're not going to think about that? And I don't know at what point men are going to get it. You're not supposed to mess around with children. You're not supposed to mess around with young girls. At what point could anybody say, oh, was that wrong? I didn't know I wasn't supposed to do that. It's like, come on, Judge. And it really is appropriate when people like that just get totally, totally busted. I mean, I'm sorry that it happened. But people like that should be held accountable. And by the way, did you see the Bucks-Packers game? Bucks beat the Packers. You know, when the Saints beat the Bucks, and I said, look, man, hang on. Wait till Tom Brady gets used to this system with the Tampa Bay Bucks. Tampa Bay is going to be a team to reckon with. And I had a couple of people send me texts and say, oh, Brady's finished. He's done. I said, no, I disagree. Well, so far, it doesn't look like Brady is done by any means. And this week, the Saints take on the Panthers. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Yeah, I know it's tough. It is a struggle. But look, it's a nice afternoon. 15 days away from Election Day. We'll have a lot to talk about between now and then. We'll have a lot to talk about after as well. You know, you can join me on social media. It really is an extension of my radio show here. It's Scoot on the Air Instagram, Scoot on the Air Facebook. And I haven't done one recently, but I need to do a new show on my YouTube channel, which is also Scoot on the Air. And you can subscribe to that, and we'll give you a warning every time a warning. You see how I worded that? We'll give you a warning every time we do a new video there. Second guest with Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier coming up next is Teddy Bridgewater, a better quarterback than Drew Brees right now. And can LSU's defense slow down South Carolina? Plus, the Saints coaches show at 6:30. Following that, it's going to be Monday Night Football, and we're going to carry the game between the Cardinals and the Cowboys. So thank you for being with me and with all of us. I want to thank our program director, Diane Newman, our show producers, Jordan Fiegel and Tim Zimmer, and our senior studio producer, Ian Hoke. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for the text and emails. And thank you for tuning in to the show. But feel free to join me and hang out with me on social media. Scoot on the Air Instagram and Facebook. And really, it's an extension of this show. But have a great afternoon. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.